Can we possibly take a quick break? My throat is dying and I need like some tea or something.
Okay, good. No, take a break too.
Alright, I'll be right back. Breaking.
Two. Electric Boogaloo.
Damn it.
Ah.
Since we're on break, I'm gonna eat chips without muting.
It works because that's the actual subtitle to that movie.
I know. That's the actual super title.
Yeah, whatever.
I have no idea what that movie's about or what the original Breakin' was about.
And you muted.
It's about breakdancing.
Hmm?
It's about breakdancing.
Hmm.
That's why it's called Breakin'.
Choo-choo!
All aboard the chip train. Next stop, Crunchland.
I'd like to think that Eric got Mandy one of these.
One of what? See this? Yeah, totally.
That's pretty rad.
Said not from madeinchina.com.
I sold a frame to a lady today, and before she left, she's just like, one last question. It's not made in China, is it? I'm like, the frame? She's like, yeah, I don't want it if it's Chinese. No, ma'am, our wood comes from either USA, Malaysia, or Italy. She's like, oh, I hope it's the USA one. Okay.
Everything's made in Malaysia.
Also, I'm just establishing as a fact that you guys see the Arctic Comp 6RR shell jacket. That's
yeah.
The one that Neil wears.
That $142 jacket.
You probably got it
on sale for $142. Normally $190.
I did look at the price. Maybe
the price is in red.
Yes.
You got something in line with that design.
Yeah,
that kind
he probably
of,
doesn't
yeah,
have
no,
the brand
from,
name.
It's from Actarna.
Yeah, he probably doesn't have the brand name. It's probably generic, but it does the same thing. It pretty much looks the same, just not the brand.
Yeah, it's less of a, looks less like something you'd wear while dirt biking.
Yeah, and there's things
you like something you'd wear while you're Batmaning.
You don't like the Batman.
Also, it's been a while since I've played Mon. That was fun.
Yeah, I think I actually remember the last session we had Mon.
That was when Emma got kidnapped.
Yep.
Yep.
You know?
And they're like, oh, go find my girlfriend. And she's just like, you could have called the hospital.
She didn't know where she was.
Yeah.
Kidnapped.
Yeah.
She went to find David and he checked the coffee shop. And the coffee shop said, oh, yeah, she came by here and I didn't see her again. Because I work behind a counter and I'm not following random people.
How dare you?
How dare you not know everybody that comes through here and where they're going?
Yeah.
I want Elle to meet Mom.
Why?
I don't know. It would just amuse me somehow.
You will eventually.
Yeah, when all the shit goes down.
He's got such a nice temperament.
When all the clusterfucks come to fruition.
Because, I figured out why. Because Elda's extremely, extremely good at dealing with girls with not great temperaments.
It's yeah, basically all. She's
it's
been
also,
around the block.
It's basically, because Elf's method is the same way, you know, is essentially the same way you deal with an angry bear, you know. You don't move much.
Run downhill.
Yeah. you don't really move, you don't really say anything, you mostly just try and convince it that you're not a threat, and that it should go direct its anger elsewhere.
So how do you deal with Nate?
Pretty much the same method.
He knows this from real life experience.
you see, Amanda also does that method. It basically entails, I'm really mad, alright? I'm really mad, so she's just like, NATO, tell me your thoughts on Rick Santorum. and then I yell
I have
at that.
To direct his anger somewhere else.
Yeah, it doesn't
then
anymore.
Then I yell at that for a while, and I'm just like, I feel better.
Well, no, I can have him tell me his feelings about Mitt Romney. That would still work.
Yeah.
Or I could just take my top off, one or the other.
Zach also has the same,
Take this to the gun show. Yeah. I just imagine, like,
stop
him flexing his shirt.
By the way, they're 22s.
Stop calling your arms guns.
I'm not calling my arms guns, I'm calling Zach's arms guns.
That's a line from Anchorman.
I need to see that movie sometime.
It's such a good movie, oh my goodness.
I ended up making a sequel.
No. It's not gonna be as good.
Probably not.
The best part of that movie is, like, a good part of those lines were ad-libbed.
Yeah.
Great Odin's Raven.
Yeah, see, Zach, I mean, I didn't say much of the reason why. I gave no reason at all.
What are you, oh, what, no, don't do, oh, no, no, oh, no. Now I just feel bad.
Please, please put that back.
It'll be okay, just put your feet back.
This is undulating.
I seriously didn't notice the price tag on that.
You'd
I just
be a
like
bad
looked
shopper,
up
Charlie. You'd be a bad shopper.
I just looked up a nylon snow camo jacket. Or
jackets are
jacket.
Expensive though. Let's be honest. Like coats are fucking expensive.
Yeah, but coats last you until you like it took forever.
Die.
Yeah.
And then leather jackets last you and your kids and your kids' kids.
They are on your body to know when they find your corpse after a millennia. Your skeleton won't remain, but the leather jacket will.
Vanilla.
Yep.
Comes after
I
the
wasn't
vanilla.
Gonna, I wasn't gonna hit him on it, but he just went in there.
I'm sorry.
He went and did that.
What?
But,
I know it would really specifically last a
millennia. No. You said mammalia.
No, I said millennia. You just misheard me.
Look, I have it on recording. I can back up the tape and go there.
Manelia.
No. Back up the tape and have me vindicated.
Back up the tape and then go there. Do we have this?
And then Sam drops out.
And then the sand drops out.
Also, I used the web machine on some They Might Be Giants songs. Turned all of Join Us into Electro House. The Electro House generators actually, the first thing I tried actually turned out pretty well. The dubstep generator is awful, but the Electro House generator is actually pretty good because you can programmatically make Electro House.
Here, click that. That'll entertain you while we wait for Sam.
Oh, I've seen this.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I've seen this. I like Jesus at my grill.
I don't know. Jesus and Goofy is pretty good just because they're both doing the big arms thing.
Actually, somehow I scrolled past Jesus on the water slide. Oh, there goes. There
the
actually,
only one
there
who
actually
will
goes
get
Sam.
Wet. Also, in the background, watching a thing. A guy comment over a thing about the Jersey Devil.
Wow.
That was loud.
Sorry.
I think we just found out that Zach is in fact the Jersey Devil living in the Midwest.
That's why no one ever suspects.
Yeah.
Oh man, vitamins.
Oh, you Ziggy used needs. To be in Jersey and then you just moved.
Hey, found me out.
No, that's the trick. I just started calling myself the Jersey Devil, and then no one ever looks for me here.
It's like a rap name.
Some dude's yelling outside my window.
He wants his money. He wants it now.
Also, that just reminds me of my just random people yelling. My favorite thing was one day I got home from work, and there were these people with their car had the windows rolled down. And I see the one guy's kind of, like, looking out. I live next to a Jimmy John's, and they have the sign that says free smells. And they're, like, stopped at a light, and they're stopped just in front of the Jimmy John's. And they see the one guy kind of look and stare at it. And as they, and I hear him mumble something, and as they drive away, he's like, yeah, of course smells are free! Like... And I stood there. I honestly stood there for like a few seconds. I had to think about what the fuck would just happen.
Somebody really got their hopes up. That's what just happened.
And I'm actually like, yeah, he was. The thing he mumbled was free smells.
Also, speaking of mishearing people, for the longest time I thought Caleb just kept yelling fuck life instead of bug life. And I just thought that was a thing.
What's funny is one of the first times I ran this game was for some friends that just got into role playing and then didn't do a whole lot more of it. But I remember like one of the guys, his way, he didn't say yes to things. His natural way of affirming a statement was, hey man, thug life.
Was he white?
Oh yeah.
Aww.
He looked kind of like Jonathan Colton if he shaved his beard. He had the glasses and the really long hair.
Oh, so he's a hipster.
Yeah, well, so is his brother.
I got glasses and, wait, I need glasses to drive and I have long hair.
Yeah, I don't think you have the thick, thick-rimmed kind of... I don't know what the actual name for the frames is.
Charlie came from the 70s.
I'm talking about this other guy. But
I am a retro hipster.
Caleb needs to start saying YOLO.
What? No.
YOLO.
No, I don't think that was a lap round at this point.
Yeah, I don't know if YOLO was a thing.
I don't even know what it is now.
I think it's a 2012 thing. YOLO, it's the new like motto. It's like the groovy of our era. The Hakuna Matata, if you will.
I refuse to believe that.
It means you only live once.
Hakuna Matata was never a thing.
Well, it follows the same idea.
It was a thing in a movie.
Why did we have to get the most chat speak?
What?
I'm not sure. No.
Chat speak motto.
There was a clothing line from like the late 90s called FUBU.
Hi, Sam.
Hello.
Yeah, I know about FUBU.
You're back.
Yeah, I'm dumb.
You have your tea?
I do. I have it removed from the power button on my laptop, too.
Good job. you feel better?
Yeah, it will. It's helping out.
Okay, so we'll keep on going then.
It will someday.
Oh, great. I start the game and Matt leaves. Screw you, Matt. You're gonna listen to this. You hear me saying that.
You okay, Sam?
Screw you.
God damn you, man. No, it's because the fucking high schoolers I work with, like, do this shit. Like,
do they really?
You mean maybe high schoolers?
Oh, yes. Also, hi, Matt.
Yeah.
Okay, so,
Hi.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're back.
Tim's looking sadly at his hand.
Aw, poor Tim's finger.
It's still alive.
No, it's not. It is literally not. Oh, wait.
Well, the one he has right now isn't alive, but his original one is still alive.
Yeah.
It's like Thing. Except one-fifth of it. It's like tea.
If it makes you feel better in another universe, Elba loses a hand and the use of an entire arm to a crazy person.
Which crazy person did he lose it to, though? Was it a friend or a foe?
Yeah, because...
Definitely a foe.
Because it was a friend that took it in this one.
Yeah.
A frenemy at the very worst.
How's the call quality going?
It's going good, and Callgraph hasn't crashed in over a minute.
It's a little low for me.
Yeah, it still sounds kind of choppy to me, but if it sounds good to Matt, he's the one recording, so...
Yeah, so... Okay.
Oh, low.
Well, then, back to what we were doing then.